Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week in our study of 2 Peter chapter 1, we were talking about the need for Christians to provide certain things for our grand entrance into the kingdom of God. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
First John 2:28 says, "And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming." See, Christians are either going to be ashamed at his coming or they're going to have confidence. And he adds here, "For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." That word ministered is the same Greek word as the word add in verse 5, add to your faith. And remember that word add meant to finance, support, or back a course. And most often the use of this word in Christian literature referred to financial support. So he is instructing Christians to provide for your entrance, that grand entrance into the kingdom that Jesus Christ abundantly provided and paid for by his blood, by providing for your salvation or faith. He supplied virtue, moral excellence. That's what we're to add. Courage, knowledge of scriptures, temperance, doing what you're supposed to do and not doing what you're not supposed to do. Patience, having that endurance to abide under a heavy load. Godliness, which is godlikeness. Brotherly kindness and charity. Let these things abide so you're not ashamed at his coming. And so he said, if these things in verse 10, be in you and abound. Now, the word if is a conditional word. They must be in you. And the reward will be like gold and silver and precious stones. And never fall. That is, you'll never go back to the old ways that were depicted in verse 9. And so he says, you'll never fall. That is, you'll never lose your reward. In other words, a glorious and grand entrance awaits you if you're faithful in these things to the Lord during your life on this earth. Now, go back to verse 10. He says, make your calling and election sure. You are called to what? Well, first of all, you're called to salvation. Acts chapter 17, verse 30 and 31 says, in the times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men in that he hath raised him from the dead. And so, my friend, we see by that passage that the assurance comes through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And as you were saved, you were called to be conformed to the image of Christ. You are his election. That is, he chose you for salvation. Now, somebody says, oh, you mean some are chosen to be saved and some are chosen to go to hell? No. Let's see what we mean by this word chosen. 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Titus 2:10 says that the grace of God hath appeared to all men. Now, the Lord's will is that all should come to repentance. Then in Revelation chapter 22, verse 17, and the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that hears say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. So, who are the elected? Whosoever will come to him, whosoever will believe, whosoever will repent of their sin and receive Christ, they are the chosen. Now, if a man truly gets saved and he goes back to the old life, he loses his reward, but he does not lose salvation. So making your calling an election sure, he tells us here in our text, in verse 10. And that word sure would have in it the idea of fulfilling the purpose of being saved. And that purpose is to glorify Christ. We want to appear before him without shame. Doubts will come about salvation when we aren't doing the things that a Christian should do. Therefore, if you're going to appear before him without shame, then you must be diligent. That is, giving your every effort and giving your best to not be idle, to not be barren, to not be unfruitful in the knowledge of God, to not be unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, and not to lose the eternal mindset in exchange for living for and obtaining of the present. Now, my Christian friend, are you growing spiritually in Christ? And you know what? It's not your pastor's fault. It's not your mate's fault if you're not. Because that personal growth comes from your own personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, if ye do these things, then Christian, you'll never lose reward. So the question automatically comes up to the Christian then is, are these things abounding? Here in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. Are they abounding? Are you presently serving the Lord? Do you seek to know him as intimately as you would any person on earth, as the person you love the most on earth? Is Jesus Christ your very best friend? Now, none of these things matter if you're not saved. If you don't know that if you die today that heaven's your home, then my friend, these things don't matter. Your first thing that you need before any of these other things can matter is to be saved. Saved from hell. Saved from sin and its power over you. Do you know that if you died that you'd go to heaven? Can you give a scriptural reason why you know you would go to heaven? Now, my friend, Jesus left heaven. He was God Almighty in heaven. God is a spirit. And in heaven, where he was worshipped and adored, he left all that glory, entered Mary, took upon him flesh, was born of that virgin, lived 33 and a half years of a sinless life. He died on the cross, paying the penalty for every sin you or I ever have or ever will commit. As he shed his blood, the Father in heaven poured out all his eternal wrath upon his only begotten Son. Because when he saw our sin on his Son, his attitude about sin did not change. And the Bible says it pleased the Lord to bruise him. But he did that because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, my friend, when you start to doubt that, you ignore the love of God. Heaven is not your home if you think you're going to make heaven by doing the best you can. My friend, Jesus is the only way. You say, Pastor, that's narrow. That's narrow. Yes, it is. But it's true. And it's right. And there's no other way to heaven but through Jesus Christ. Now, my friend, why not be saved today? Why not receive Him as your Savior? Why not know that if you died today, you'd go to heaven? You say, how could I know that? Would God lie to you? Well, no, preacher. Well, would the Bible lie? You say, well, no again, preacher. Well, then He says that whosoever would call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He lets us also know in the book of 1 John and chapter 5 and verse 13. And this is a special promise here. He says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Now, my friend, how do you know it? Because you know God doesn't lie and His Word doesn't lie. So your faith is assured when you receive Christ as your Savior. You're taking God at His Word. What must you do? Well, admit that you're a sinner. Romans 3:23 says that all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. And then repent. Turn from depending on yourself. Turn from your sin and be converted. Give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 3, verse 19 says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the Lord. And then believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, and that He was buried, and 3 days later rose up from the dead. And believing that, then through prayer, invite Jesus Christ to come into your life and to become your Lord and God and your personal Savior. Now, my friend, you can do that right now, right where you are, just by praying a simple prayer. I want to form that prayer. The prayer will only be words if you don't mean it. But my friend, if you mean it, and you would like to have Jesus as your Savior, and know that you're going to heaven, then pray this prayer. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His precious blood on the cross for my sins, and died there for me. I believe that 3 days later, He rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer, please write us. I want to send to you absolutely free. I won't send you something and ask for money. I'll send it to you absolutely free. The booklet Building Blocks. Well, I see that my time is up. And my friend, allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.